Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is December 29, 2016. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you give the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all this and much more at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, prayer requests can be sent by U.S. Postal Service and email with your return address and your phone number to call you back. These requests will be taken to the Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you. That means we put anointing oil on the printed out newsletter or, you know, request. Take it, read it at prayer circle, pray over it, send it back to you. We send it back to you by your request with no solicitation for donations. We're not just trying to get your address. In fact, as my wife says, we throw your address away. Anyway, so remember, there's also a prayer request form on the right-hand side of our Prophecy Hour and messiahsbranch.com pages. Anyway, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's also live right now on YouTube. You can find that connection through AVR, American Voice Radio, and we're on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. Airtime's going to come due, January 1st, and currently we have only paid under a half of what we owe. So we really do need your donations to help pay airtime. So pray about it. If you do enjoy these radio programs, we're going to have some great things coming up for you in the next year. You know, I know we've been a little slow in November, December, but, you know, you call people and everybody's busy and doing things. And I'm not blaming all those people that write books and do all those different things, but it's harder to get good guests on for you. And I would rather not have a guest on that isn't legit than put somebody on that's not legitimate and not researched and doesn't know, you know what I'm saying. So the guests that I do put on here are people that I believe that have something to contribute, and while they may not be 100% correct, they're not the same as just going out there and randomly typing in prophecy and getting somebody on the internet that's got their own little scant little thing prophecy going, we'll call it that. Anyway, so pray about supporting airtime. It's really important. On another note, let's thank our listener base. Well, they're listening to us in Paris, France. You know, I don't know, what are they doing? Listening on that Eiffel Tower thing over there, you know? Maybe the Leaning Tower of Pisa? No, that's in Italy, isn't it? But we have support people that listen to us in Italy. Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Madagascar, Bhutan Stadium, South Korea, Toronto, Canada. I'll bet you the South Korea people are military people. Hey, and you folks in these various places, drop me an email and say hi. You can do it to either pastor at WichitaHomeless.com or ELCM at MessiahsBranch.com, or simply go to the website and use that prayer request form and send me an email, or click on contact and send me an email. Tell me what you think of the program. Anyway, Toronto, Canada, Hamilton, Canada, Moscow, Russia, and, of course, cities in the good old United States like St. Louis, Missouri, Sacramento, California, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, Detroit, Michigan, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which still remains the largest group of readers, listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later on tonight. Now, I don't know about you, you folks, you're probably all getting ready for New Year's, but let's have a prayer, and then we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I ask tonight that you give me the direction to take this program tonight, and give everybody out there ears in which to hear the truth, and lift the veil from their eyes. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, I guess we could start the... It would have been, had I had more time to plan it, I was going to do what was the stupidest things Obama and the Democrats did this year. But we're going to talk about something else in a second. But first, I got a wonderful song for you that's going to kind of go with what I'm going to talk about tonight. So let's hear this song by Brother Ben right now, please. A wonderful song, but I believe it's very appropriate for tonight and in this time. You know, I started to say before the program, you know, maybe we could have done a program on the stupidest things that Obama did during his presidency, or maybe even just within the last year. But I really believe the stupidest thing that he did was this backstabbing of Israel. Not only that, was our ally and so on and so forth, like the song says, you know, the title, the land was given to the land of Israel. And if you look at the real history of the peoples there, Israel has been the people that have been there. you know, even in modern history. But we're not going to go into it like that. We're going to kind of look at the title deed to the land. But, you know, first off, let's go with this. So why do I say that, you know, it was a title deed? Well, fact one, the land of Israel really belongs to Yahweh. He says, this land is mine, for you are but aliens and sojourners with me. And that's in Leviticus 25:23. Since the land of Israel belongs to Yahweh, he can give it to whoever he wishes. Now, is that not true? It's just like, actually, everything on this planet, everything into the ink pen in front of you, if you have one in front of you like I do, then belongs to Yahweh. All things belong to the Father. Okay? The land of Israel was given by Yahweh to the descendants of Abraham. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. Genesis 12:7. And Yahweh said to Abraham, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. Now, we're going to stop right there on everlasting covenant. When people say, well, they broke the everlasting covenant. Well, it's always been conditional to be into the promised land by abiding by the covenant, but the covenant is still there. It belongs to Israel, and it's an everlasting covenant, which Yahweh made. He didn't want Abraham to take part of it. He put Abraham to sleep. And then you had a burning furnace and a smoking lamp that passed through the meat that made the covenant. And, you know, I believe that was the smoking fire, the huge burning furnace was Yahweh, and the smaller lamp, I believe, was Yeshua. So this was established by Yahweh. It was established by Yahweh, and so no matter what Abraham couldn't do, would or did do, or his descendants didn't do, it did not take away that this was an establishment by Yahweh to be the land of Israel. Okay, so the land of Israel was given by Yahweh through an everlasting covenant. He says, he would, in me and, I'll go back to that. It says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be your God to you and to your descendants after you. And I will give it to you and your descendants after you, the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Now, that's Genesis 17:7-8. Now, we're grafted into Israel by being saved through the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, by us being grafted in, this is the promised land. You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, we're going to the promised land. We're going to the promised land. This is the promised land we're talking about. Because when Yeshua returns, that is where the saved people are going to be, is in the land of Israel. Once that we have been risen from the ground, and once that we have been transformed in a twinkling of an eye, those that remain alive, that's where we're going, is to the land of Israel, while Yeshua reigns for 1,000 years, and we're assisting in that. The land of Israel. What is the land of Israel? This land that we're talking about. And listen, you know, and I'm going to say it, well, I believe the Antichrist will be Islamic in nature. You have to remember, Islam is of the spirit of Antichrist, because Islam says Allah has no son. He who denies the son also denies the father, and this is the spirit of Antichrist. So these people are trying to crush the fact of what the Bible says, that Yeshua, HaMashiach, will return and reign from there. They may not know it in that nature, but that's what they're doing. And that's why they are inspired. Islam is a religion of the devil. That's an absolute fact. If you don't believe me, read some about it. Anyway, so we've established this land was given by Yahweh to his people, to Israel. And even though Abraham had many sons, you'd say he had many sons. The land of Israel was not given to Ishmael or to any of the other sons of Abraham, but only to Isaac. Abraham said to Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. But Yahweh said, no, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. Now, right there, this tells us this land does not belong to Ishmael. Yahweh specifically said it. And what do Islam say they are? They say, we're the sons of Ishmael. So does the land belong to the sons of Ishmael? No, the land does not belong to the sons of Ishmael. You got it? Should I go back and read that scripture again? I will. Even though Abraham had many sons, the land of Israel wasn't given to Ishmael, to any of the other sons of Abraham, but only to Isaac. Abraham had said to Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. But Yahweh said, no, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and for his descendants after him. That's why we say we pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because this establishes the lineage. The lineage. And Ishmael is not in that lineage. You got it? Yahweh rejected Abraham's prayer that Ishmael would be the heir to the covenant and appointed Isaac instead. Years later, the Lord Yahweh appeared to Isaac and said, to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and give your descendants all these lands. And by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Of course, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed from where? From Israel. Who will bless them? Yeshua would be a descendant that would bless the whole world. Genesis 26:3-4, it says that, knowing that Isaac was the heir of the covenant, which included the land of Israel, Abraham gave all he had to Isaac. He gave gifts to his other sons, but he sent them away to the lands of the east, not wanting the heir of the covenant to have rivalry over the land of Israel from his siblings. And that's in Genesis 25:5-6. So we know the Bible, every Bible that's out there, is a title deed to the land of Israel that is there for all of you to look at. It. You have them on your shelves. Those are title deeds to the promised land. And the promised land, we are descendants, because Yeshua even said, you know, we that believe in him, we are the ones that are Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's seed because we're grafted in. Now, we're grafted into what? Israel proper. That's what we're grafted in. That is the promised land. Most people don't even understand that when Yeshua returns, we're not all going to go flying off up to heaven. We are going to be here on earth, reigning with Yeshua for 1,000 years. Reigning from where? Israel is still Israel. That is the land. And at that point, that's when he says all of Israel will be saved when they accept Yeshua. When will they accept Yeshua? They'll accept Yeshua at his return, when he comes back and saves them. Now, even though Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau, the land wasn't given to Esau, but to Jacob. One night, Jacob had a dream while fleeing from his brother Esau. In the dream, Yahweh said, I am Yahweh, the God of your father, Abraham, and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Your descendants shall also be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and the south, and you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. How are all the earth blessed? Besides all the miraculous inventions and things that have come forward from the Jewish and Israelite people, we're talking about Yeshua HaMashiach. He says, the land I will give to Abraham and Isaac, I will give it to you and the land to your descendants after you. The promised deeds of the land of Israel to the descendants of Jacob is the Jewish people of today. There is no doubt. There is no doubt, if you believe your Bible, that these lands, who these lands belong to. And if you look historically at who's lived there, you can also believe that. And as far as the Palestine people, there's no such thing as the Palestinian people. That was invented by Yasser Arafat. I don't have to even study a history book to know that. Why do I know that? Because I'm 61 years old and I remember my history. I remember when Yasser Arafat, the terrorist, was blowing up airplanes and slaughtering people in Munich. I remember those things. Don't you remember? And say, you older generation, it's time for you to speak up. You need to scream from your churches, why, church, are you not saying something about what's going on? You believe that it's all fine and great just because we got Trump in office. Well, it might be all fine and great, because if Trump doesn't turn this thing around that just happened with signing over, you know, abstaining from the vote, so to speak, Obama did. He just got America cursed. And I'll read you a thing probably after we come back from break about how it was cursed and how this happened. And how every other time that we did something to split the land. Do you all remember Katrina at all? That was when we ordered everybody out of Gaza. And then it happened to Katrina, and then Katrina happened. You must know these things, folks. You must pray and repent. We must bless Israel, because that's where Yeshua's throne is going to be. Still where his throne is going to be. Let alone this resolution, you know, do you even know what it did? This resolution says technically right now that it's either the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, where all the Jews pray at, and even Obama prayed at it. Come on. Is illegal to pray there, because, you know, it actually belongs to these poor Palestinian people, where there wasn't really a Palestinian people, and it wasn't Israel that got the Palestinians to leave the country anyway. They left of their own accord because their neighbors said, hey, we're getting ready to invade Israel, get out. And then afterwards, they didn't assimilate them in. They've been using them as martyrs ever since to try to take the land away from Israel. Have you ever looked at the little sliver of land and look at all the Muslim country around them? You think that they couldn't find room for these little people? I mean, Israel's only the size of the state of New Jersey. You know, it's not very big. But yet, why does this whole world want it? Because the Bible said it would become a burdensome stone for the people of the world. And that's because we are in that time of the end, folks. Look, there's going to be some great things happen during Trump's. But, you know, we hope and we pray that it still doesn't change the time we're in. There's a lot of things that need to prophetically happen. For one, Israel needs to regain some of its riches and some of its safety. But right now, we're talking about the title deed to the land. And the title deed to the land, every one of you that has a Bible, I just read you the title deed to the land. Now, I got time. We are going to go take a quick break, and when we come back in 3 minutes, but I want you to go to prophecyhour.com. That's our website. Check it out. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church, and let's just go take a break. Come back in 3 minutes. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And usually I talk about the Wichita Mission Church, but seeing how I'm the guest tonight, well, I will talk a little bit about it, but not right this moment. We're talking about title deed to the land. And what land is that? We're talking about the promised land. Don't you folks know that when Yeshua returns, we're going to be living in the promised land? That's the land of Israel. And, you know, so that is where we're talking about. So why would Yahweh want the land to be given away just to take it back? It doesn't make sense. He said he had reestablished the land, that he would bring them back, not because the Jews were such wonderful people, but because they had their name upon, he had Yahweh's name upon those people because they were his people. So for his sake, he brought them back, and that he would do so. And he took the desert, what was once desert, is now turned into a beautiful oasis. And why are they fighting over this little strip of land? Because that's where Yeshua will return to. That's what it's all about. It's all spiritual, you know, and it's a physical battle, but that's what it's about. But we're talking about the title deed to the land. So there is no doubt that Yahweh's given borders, that they were Yahweh's given borders. This is what he said. Anyway, the promise deed of the land of Israel go to the descendants of Jacob. There is no doubt about Israel's God-given borders because they describe for us in detail in the Holy Scriptures. Yahweh said to Abraham after Lot separated from him, "Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and your descendants forever." The last time I checked, forever means forever. Do you see a condition in that? "Arise," he says, "and walk about the land through in its length and its breadth, for I will give it to you." That's in Genesis 13:14-17. And the Lord Yahweh made a covenant with Abraham, saying, "Your descendants have given this land from the river of Egypt as far as the great river Euphrates." Genesis 15:18-21, "I will fix your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness to the river Euphrates." And of course that was Exodus 23:31. Therefore we must conclude without a doubt that the entire land of Israel included Judea and Samaria, here we go, the so-called West Bank, Gaza, the Golan Heights, and all of Jerusalem is given by Yahweh of Israel to the people of Israel in perpetuity. In other words, forever. We and we alone have not been given the title deed to the land of Israel. We and we alone have been given the title deed to the land of Israel as a permanent inheritance by the Lord Yahweh. No human government or governments has the right or authority to cede these portions of land of Israel to anyone else. Now, a lot of this is coming from a website called Israel Facts. Anyway, I'll post it. Anyway, so we have an everlasting covenant. In addition to the everlasting covenant, which includes the land, more than 40 times the Holy Scriptures record the fact that Yahweh swore an oath to give the Jewish people this land. Here is one example. He has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, he then confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Everlasting means everlasting. The everlasting covenant is the covenant of grace, folks. And in that he says, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance." And that was in Psalm 105:8-11. But listen, he gave the land, everlasting covenant. And by you being grafted in, that is our promised land. That isn't just the Jews, it is us. That's to all those that are saved, that will be risen on the last day, that will be have a glorified body, it is your land, because that is the promised land. That's where Yeshua will reign for 1,000 years, and that's where you will be at. There is no other passage in which there are so many words used to describe God's unyielding commitment to Israel. Covenant, word, oath, firm, commandment, 1,000 generations, statute, everlasting covenant, all these things say forever. A person has to have a terrible bias not to understand that Yahweh is assuring the Jewish people that the perpetual right to the land of Israel is in the strongest possible language. It's absolutely impossible for Yahweh to break an oath. You get it? Yahweh can't break his word, otherwise you could throw the whole Bible away. And you wouldn't be talking to Yahweh, you'd be talking to the devil, because that's the liar. Israel's sin and disobedience and exile never annulled Yahweh's covenant with his chosen people, nor permanently abrogated our right to the land of Israel. Our exile from the land would only be temporary. Yet in spite of this, Israel's sin when they are in the land of their enemies. I will not reject them, nor will I abhor them, or as to destroy them, breaking my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. I am Yahweh their God. I will not break my covenant with them, but I will remember them for the covenant with their ancestors, which includes whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their Yahweh, and I am the am Yahweh. Leviticus 26:44-45. Do you see, folks? This is the title deed to the land. Moses Lee specifically predicted that we would experience a time of obedience and blessing within the land, followed by a period of temporary disobedience and exile from the land, followed by a spiritual restoration to Yahweh, and a physical restoration to where? The land, the promised land. So, excuse me, folks. I got to have a little drink here of, what am I drinking? Sweet tea. Oops. Yeah, we like that in Kansas also. Anyway, so it shall be when all these things have come upon you, the blessings and the curse I have set before you. You call them to mind in all the nations where Yahweh your God has banished you and return you to Yahweh your God and to obey him with all your heart and all your soul, according to all that I command you today, and to your sons. Then Yahweh your God will restore you from captivity and have compassion on you, and I will gather again you from all the people where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are at the ends of the earth, and from where Yahweh your God will gather you, and from where he will bring you back, and Yahweh will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. That's Deuteronomy 31-5. It's no coincidence that after 2,000 years of exile, the Jewish people are being restored to the land that our fathers possessed. Simultaneously, the spiritual restoration of the Messianic Jewish movement is growing. That's what that's all about, folks. The Messianic Jewish movement is growing, and that's what the Hebrew Roots movement going. People that are going to the Hebrew Roots movement don't even know who they are and what they're doing. But it's because of a shaking in them. They feel a drawback. And, you know, I'm not saying that some of them might have, and a lot of those people might be Jewish or Israelite blood descendants, but it doesn't matter. Because if you truly have the spirit of Yeshua in you, you have the Holy Spirit in you, then you will feel a craving and a want for this land of Israel because it is your promised land. No one else's. It is your promised land. Knowing that Yahweh would not break his covenant with the sons of Israel, even in spite of our sins, which is reassuring to every Christian. If Yahweh broke his covenant with the Jewish people, which includes the land of Israel, due to our sins, well, what about 19 centuries of Christian history? It's true that there has been a faithful remnant within the church, but just as there's always been a faithful remnant of true believers within Israel, yes. Not even, they're not all cast away. But there has also been an endless succession of anti-Semitism, heresy, apostasy, greed, immorality, divisions, and ceaseless struggles for power and prominence between the visible church. The Christian church has punished the Jews so much. Why do you think they rejected Yeshua so much? It's because of the rejection that they received from the so-called Christian church. Wow. But it's coming together thanks to people like Joel Richardson and other people that are pointing out these anti-Semitic behaviors. We got a lot to cover. We need to go on. But there's professing Christians have suggested even fellow Christians to torture. But Yahweh said he wouldn't break his covenants with the church. Because when Yahweh makes a covenant and says that it's his covenant, you know, in his prophetic word, Yahweh promised to regather us to our own land For I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the lands and bring you to your own land. And you will live in the land that I gave your forefathers. That's Ezekiel 36:24-28. Again, Ezekiel predicts, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them to their own land. Jeremiah adds, behold, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, that when it no longer be said, as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt? But it will say, as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had banished them? For I will restore them to their own land, which I gave to their fathers. Even if they haven't been there physically, they were banished for a period. It was still held for them. Ultimately, this regathering to our own land will be greater than the exodus out of Egypt. You can find that in Jeremiah 16:14-15. But I need to get to this curse part, so I'm going to go over here and I want to read something to you, and I hope I have the time to do this. And it says that those that bless Israel will be blessed. Those that curse Israel will be cursed. Well, taking away or splitting their land has always caused a problem. In America, here's what Michael Snyder says. But if God continues to respond to U.S. moves toward dividing the land of Israel as he has in the past, we could potentially see something more dramatic in the days ahead. I detailed 10 of the most striking examples about God in America with disaster after our government has cursed Israel. Number one, the last time the U.S. government refused to veto an anti-Israeli resolution at the U.N. Security Council was in 1979. On March 22, 1979, the Carter administration chose not to veto U.N. Resolution 446. 4 days after that, on March 26, the Egypt-Israel peace treaty was signed in Washington. As a result of that treaty, Israel gave up a tremendous amount of territory. 2 days later, on March 28, the worst nuclear power plant disaster in U.S. history made headlines all over the globe. Three Mile Island, folks, came right afterwards. On October 30th, 1991, George W. Bush opened up the Madrid Peace Conference, in which he brought Israelis and Palestinians together to negotiate for the first time. In his opening speech, Bush told Israel that the territorial compromise is essential for peace. The exact same time, the perfect storm, as it was called, was brewing in the North Atlantic. The legendary storm traveled 1,000 miles the wrong direction and sent 35-foot waves slamming directly into President Bush's home in Maine. On August 23, 1992, the Madrid Peace Conference moved to Washington, D.C. The very next day, Hurricane Andrew made fateful landfall in Florida, causing $30 million worth of damage. It was the worst national disaster in history up until that time. On January 16, 1994, President Clinton met with President Assad of Syria to discuss the possibility of Israel giving up the Golan Heights. Within 24 hours, the devastating Northridge earthquake hit California, second worst national disaster up to that time in U.S. history. On January 21, 1998, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at the White House but received a cold reception. In fact, President Clinton and the state Madeleine Albright actually refused to have lunch with him. The exact same day, that was the exact same day that the scandal of Monica Lewinsky broke, sending the Clinton presidency into a tailspin that it would never recover. By the way, I'll post this link with the program tonight when it hits podcast. On September 28, 1998, Secretary Madeleine Albright was working on finalizing a plan that would have Israel give up approximately 13% of Judea and Samaria. On the precise date, what happened? Hurricane George slammed to the Gulf Coast with wind gusts up to 175 miles an hour. On May 3rd, 1999, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was supposed to hold a press conference to declare the creation of a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as a capital. On a precise day, the most powerful tornadoes ever recorded in U.S. history ripped through Oklahoma and Kansas. At one point, one of the tornadoes actually recorded a wind speed of 316 miles an hour. Getting the picture, folks? On April 30th, 2000. And three, the roadmap to peace, which had been developed by the so-called quartet, was presented to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon by U.S. Ambassador Daniel Coulter. Over the next 7 days, the U.S. was hit by a staggering 412 tornadoes. It was the largest tornado cluster ever recorded in that time. In 2005, President George W. Bush, the son of George H. Bush, conceived Israel that it was necessary to remove all Jewish settlers out of Gaza and turn them entirely over, turn it all over to the Palestinians. Okay. According to the New York Times, the very last of settlers were evacuated on August 23, 2005. On that precise day, a storm would have been given the name Katrina, started forming over the Bahamas. The city of New Orleans has still not fully recovered from the damage that the storm caused, and it ranked as the costliest natural disaster in all the U.S. history up to that point. On May 19, 2011, Barack Obama told Israel there must be a return to the pre-1967 border. See, he wanted to do that for a long time, and the borders aren't even the borders. It's not, that wasn't occupied land. That was disputed land. There was no sovereignty living there in 1967 when the war happened. And the only reason that Israel took over that land anyway during that period of time is because what happened? They were invaded by Jordan, and they had to push the Jordanians back to protect themselves and establish a border. On May 19, 2011, President Obama told Israel that there must be a return to those 1967 borders. 3 days later, on May 22nd, a half-mile-wide EF5 multiple vortex tornado ripped through Joplin, Missouri, and it was the costliest single tornado in U.S. history. Barack Obama is scheduled to leave August White House on January 20th. If Trump does not come in and do something to reverse this, like I believe that he will, then we will reap the whirlwind. Watch and see. I believe we're already seeing warnings. You've seen all these earthquakes that have been hitting in California, Nevada region. That place is ready to rip open. You know, there's a lot of people that say that America will be split. If we allow Israel to be split, America will be split down the middle right when it happens. Well, not actually the middle, but anyway, the land belongs to Israel. What Obama did is wrong. Just like I believe, but it's Obama stirring up trouble. We're seeing his true colors. He doesn't have to rely on Jewish supporters anymore. So he's showing his real face. He's a Muslim. Anyway, he is a Muslim. And if he's not, he's the biggest pro-Muslim person for being a non-Muslim I've ever seen. But the point is, everything that he did in his presidency has been pro-Muslim. Even allow that garbage to be taught into school and making having school children wear hijabs or whatever you call them on a Muslim Appreciation Day. What are we appreciating the Muslims for? Nothing. And I'm not biased. I believe they should be saved. Amen. They should be witnessed to and saved. But get it, folks? There's only one way to Yahweh. What is that one way? Through Yeshua HaMashiach. Even the Jews will have to accept Yeshua HaMashiach in order to be with him. But they'll do that. And he says it, and the Bible tells us when they'll do that. So he didn't say he'd save them first and then bring them back to the land. He said he'd bring them back to the land, and then when Yeshua returned, when Messiah came, Mashiach come, which is Messiah ben David, when he comes, then they will be saved. Now, I want to thank everybody tonight for all the support that you've given Wichita Mission Church over the last year and beyond. We couldn't do it without you. You know, Messiah's Branch Mission Church, you know, we're like a home church with a building, and the building is because the Father kept me up all night. You know, the Holy Spirit kept me up all night long until I committed myself to taking care of the homeless and poor. We are called to do what we're doing. We need your help to stay open. You know, you've been doing it for a long time, but, you know, we really do need your help. I believe that we'll have better finances this year, and when we get these other radio programs prayerfully in January going, we're still missing some things. A digital recorder never got here. I don't know what happened to it, but so I'm just marking it off. So I need a digital recorder, and I need a few other things, like I need all brand new cords for all my equipment because, you know, sometimes it blinks off and on. It goes where I can't hear you. I mean, I've had the same plug and wires for years. They need to be replaced. So we need a good donation for radio. And if it comes for radio, you need to mark it for radio. But the Wichita Mission Church still has unpaid bills. Now, you know, I keep getting all these emails, you know, like you probably are. It's the end of year donation to them. And I really feel bad about asking for an end of the year donation. But they come from political groups, patriot groups, religious groups, and so on and so forth. And they all have really fancy words, which, you know, they make their case, and I guess all that's all right. But the point is here at Messiah's Branch, I don't have any fancy words. You know, I was a regular guy that the Father saved, you know, and yeah, I'm a pastor, and I've been called by him, but, you know, I still call him, I'm just a regular guy. Here at Messiah's Branch, you know, we don't have all those fancy things. You know, I can say, yeah. You know, so please pray about supporting this ministry tonight or whenever you hear that. But we could really use some help. I would like for my wife, and I can see the misery of my wife because, you know, she's the one that have to get extensions on electric and so on and so forth. You know, if we could get a couple of good donations, you know, or if I'd had 20 people that donated $100, you know, or a couple of thousand dollars by one person or something. You know, even $10 helped. You know, if everybody that told me, well, Pastor Dan, I'm going to start donating when I get this settlement, or Pastor Dan, I got some finances changing, I'm going to donate. You know, if all those people did, just like the recorder, you know, if that got here, well, that would be great. If they, I had everything that everybody promised me, you know, or promised the Mission Church, I wouldn't be talking to you right now about a donation. But alas, I don't know why people say and not do. You know, pray about it. We really do need your help. We just do. And make sure that charity starts at home, you know, because it does. Look out at your family. You take care of your family, your responsibility. You know, you need to take care of family. You need to be donating to your local church. If you're in a local church group or whatever, you should be giving to that church, you know. Any way you look at it, the first 10% goes to Yahweh. You're supposed to be saving a donation for the poor. You're supposed to be saving 10% to do tabernacles if you can. But give, that's the big deal. But, you know, I want you to look at the people closest to you first. And if you have some money left over, then consider us. And if Father always honors a sacrificial donation, just take it to prayer. But pray about it, you know. Things look brighter coming in next year, but... You know, we do need your help. So pray about it. So any size donation helps. Any size. Folks, remember, we are responsible to care one for another. You are your brother's keeper. That's what the word says. We are our brother's keepers. So yes, all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father, notice all donations that come from where? Your heart. And, of course, you can donate online or mail a check or money order. And you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com or simply call me till you get me at 620-878-4682. And if you call and say, hey, it's about a donation, you know, my wife will call you back because she, you know, she handles the donations that come through the mail. I handle the donations that come through online mostly. So pray about it, you know. Pray about it. Either way, it goes to his purpose. And if you designate it for a specific purpose, then, you know, that works. And you folks in Wichita, we could really use your help. You know, blankets, you know, it's a disaster. We don't have any blankets. The people are crying for them. We still need coats, sleeping bags. We had a great blessing of gloves, but we need gloves again. Even those brown jersey gloves will work, will help. You know, we need so many things. But the people need so many things. Large print King James Bible, but if you have something that's not a New Age Bible, you know, bring it to me. A Messianic Bible, those are cool. If you want to send some or some workbooks, or you got some good books on the end times, you know, the people love to read and study too. You know, just because they're poor doesn't mean anything. In fact, you know, I was talking to somebody and they acted like the poor didn't matter, you know. Well, what is it? You think only rich people are going to get to heaven? Yeshua says it's entirely the opposite. Easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Not impossible, because he says with all things it's possible with Yeshua. But, I mean, you got to understand he loves the poor. He spent his time with the poor. He spent his time among the sick and the needy. And that's what we're doing. We're in the worst parts of Wichita. So pray about it. We need your support. Pray about a donation tonight. And you can call at the end of the year donation. We just need some help before next month comes. I still have radio to pay. I paid a little under half of it, so I still need some money for radio. So pray about it. And remember, we got better things coming next year. I really believe that by faith, but we also got some very prophetic things that are going to happen and are happening, so you need to stay tuned to this program. Remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to who? To others, not to yourself, but you know what? If you bless others and you concentrate on being a blessing to others, your life will be blessed. I'm telling you. You may not be rich, but your life will be blessed. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you. And Father, shine their face upon them, and please be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.